Om Shanti. I warmly welcome Rajyogi brother Ramesh Bhai. I request everyone to welcome him with a one hand clap. It gives me great privilege to introduce brother Ramesh Bhai to all of you. I'll just read out his biodata in a brief form. Ramesh Bhai came into contact with this organization in 1952 and became a regular student from 1961. He is a commerce graduate and also a law graduate, and he passed Chartered Accountants examination in 1957. He has studied postgraduate course in Indian and Western philosophies and has also studied all the 10 important religions of the world. And he has also read more than 3,000 books of philosophy, history, economics, literature, etc. He was in the beginning professor of advanced accountancy, auditing and taxation in a college of Bombay University, and also worked for 8 years as professor in a college of philosophy. He is at present a senior brother of our organization. He is also the managing trustee of the World Renewal Spiritual Trust. He is the secretary of Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation. He is also the secretary of Brahma Kumaris Educational Society. And he is the chairperson of the Jurists Wing. He is in charge of the SPARC, that is Spiritual Application and Research Center. He is a very good orator, and he is the author of many articles and books. I hope you have all been seeing the article about pure money in the World Renewal and the magazine called World Renewal, and even in Gyanamrit. And so I warmly welcome brother today to give us a class on the topic being total trustee.
Om Shanti. Thanks for the introduction. I always say that I am more luckier than Shri Baba, at least in one respect. Because when Shri Baba comes, nobody knows. And then he has to give his own introduction. Am I right? And before this knowledge, I don't think you had any knowledge of Shri Baba. And then Shri Baba only gave his own introduction. But in my case, at least this sister knows me, and therefore she could introduce me nicely, much better than what I could have introduced. So therefore I always say that I am luckier than Shri Baba, at least in one respect, that at least somebody knows me. In case of Shri Baba, nobody knew him, although he is our Supreme Father. Anyway, the topic that has been given to me is the total trustee. I don't know why this topic is selected and given to me. There must be some reason behind that thing also. I think the concept of trusteeship is very peculiar to our institution. Because what has happened that in the world, people want that, you see, I mean, either there are two stages of life. One is that to be a householder, to have a family, to live a family life. And then the other one is to totally renounce this world, become a saint, become a sannyasi or become a priest, and like that renounce the world. So there are the two extreme stages. One is that live in the family, live in the world, and be fully engrossed with the daily, day-to-day life. And then live like that. But if you look at all the scriptures also, all the religions also, some of the religions, for example, Jain religion, is there in Hindi, in India, you see. Well, they say that, you see, you have to renounce this world in order to attain salvation, in order to attain complete perfection and salvation, then only, or what we call as fruition or liberation. In that case, you see, we have to renounce this world, become a sannyasi, stay in their various ashramas or wherever they are, you see, where they have got their own hermitage and all those things, and stay there. And then they do tapasya, do all those things, you see, as required by their religion. And then ultimately they say that there will be complete salvation. And they say that as for that, you see, that unless and until you renounce this world and become a saint or priest, you will not be able to attain salvation. So like that, on one hand, there are all these religions. For example, Hinduism also. Hinduism also divides life into four stages. One is that in the beginning, the student life. Then family life, grahasthi, then vanprasthi. It means you should be above the family affairs, but be in the family still. And then the last one is sannyasashram. That means you see, you renounce the world, become a sannyasi, and then go and stay in some ashramas or some other places, religious places. So like that, you see, different religions have got different concepts. Even Christianity, for example, also has the concept of priest, Roman Catholic priest or Protestant priest, and all those things are there. So ultimate stage is there to be a priest, renounce the world. But in between, Baba has selected this position of a trustee. Baba does not want us to renounce this world. Otherwise, what will happen? We all, you see, who are sitting here, is, you know, in order to attain salvation, in order to attain perfection and all those things, we would have been forced to become sannyasi. Instead of your white clothes, you will be having those maroon type of clothes, you see, which you might have seen. The sannyasis of India, they are wearing also. Everybody would have been, you see, renouncing this world, and what will happen? That how the world will progress. And so Baba has introduced this concept that yes, be in the family. Be in the family, live a family life, but do not be fully involved in it. Baba has given us this example of a trustee like a lotus. You must have seen a lotus flower. A lotus flower is in the water, but at the same time it is above water also. So this concept of trusteeship is just like lotus-like life. And Baba says that you are not to renounce the world, but renounce your attachments. Because otherwise what happens when we are in a family life? When we are fully engrossed in our business and all those things, what happens that we are fully engrossed, and therefore what happens that we may not be able to spare time for our own self-improvement. That's why you see, those scriptures have said, or those different religions have said, that ultimately you have to renounce everything. Because then what happens that we are above these attachments of the world. As Baba has put in one of these Murlis, that leakages and linkages, that is the real root cause of all the problems. There are always leakages. We receive knowledge, but what happens that there are leakages, and through that, what happens that the knowledge that we receive, it just passes on, goes away. Our linkages also, our mind is, our intellect is linked with somebody. And when there is that linkage, just as in case of a sheep, when the sheep is in the harbor, then what happens that the anchor is attached to something, and therefore the ship may not be able to flow and move from one place to another place. It is stationary at one place only because of these linkages. So same thing happens in our life also. That sometimes through the process of attachment, through the process of greed, through the process of ego and all those things, what happens that our progress is not there. And therefore Baba says that, you see, live a lotus-like life. Be the trustee of what you are having. So this is how I personally feel that this concept of Baba, of becoming a trustee, it's a compromise between two extremes. That means one concept that be a householder, fully attached and devoted to your family, to your work and everything. And the other extreme is to be fully detached from that thing, either fully engrossed or otherwise fully detached. In between is this concept of trustee, where you are neither attached nor fully renouncing it also. You are in between. That means you are staying still in your family, you are doing all your responsibilities and everything also, but in a detached manner. With the result, you are not fully engrossed, and therefore you have time for self-improvement. And that is how the Baba has given the new definition or new meaning to the life of a householder. And therefore Baba has divided this time into three factors, three aspects. Baba has, as a trustee, asked us to devote our time per day of 24 hours. We all have a time of 24 hours per day. And then in case of this 24 hours, Baba has said that as a trustee, how you should modify and how you should have division of time. First 8 hours, Baba says that you can devote it for yourself, for sleep, for your bath, for your food and everything. That means for yourself, for this, to take care of your body, to take physical rest and all those things. And then another 8 hours for earning worldly livelihood also, for attending your family job, work and all those things, you see. So for that another 8 hours is for the family, for your work and everything, because ultimately you will have to sustain yourself also, sustain your family also, sustain your business and all those things also. And the last 8 hours that Baba says that you must devote for your self-progress also. Do yoga, do godly service and all those things so that you can build your future for the golden age also, or also you can build your future by improving your own personality also. What Baba says is self-transformation also. So for self-transformation, 8 hours. For family needs and all those things, 8 hours. And for your own sustenance of your body, rest and all those things, 8 hours. This is how you can devote and divide time accordingly. Long back, I think it was in 69. At that time what happened that we had booked one car from Calcutta, and by car we were supposed to travel from Calcutta all the places right up to Delhi and then Abu and then Bombay. So it was a tour for about 6 weeks. And then Avyakta Babdada came down into the body, and then I asked Baba and told Baba that, Baba, I am going on this tour for 6 weeks, and what message should I give during this tour? Give me some aim. So based on the basis of this aim, wherever I go during this period of 6 weeks, I tell people, I give our brothers and sisters some message, specific message from Baba. That was in 69. So Baba gave me this answer and said that, tell everybody that I have told you all brothers and sisters, that's all my children, that you have to, you're not to renounce this world. You have to be in the family and you have to have a family life. But not as a householder, but as a trustee. And how best to divide time on the basis of this timetable of 8 hours a day for self-improvement, 8 hours for earning bread and butter, and 8 hours for sustaining the body. So I told Baba that it is not possible. In these 8 hours, these days, you see, in the modern world, you see, there is a lot of competition and all those things. Daily, prices are increasing, you see. With the result, what happens, that many times it is very difficult for us to see that our income is equal, or at least income is equal to expense, or at least expense is not more than income. So it's very difficult to earn bread and butter for 1 month by putting in service for 8 hours. So we require more time for earning our bread and butter and sustaining the family. So then Baba told me that if you cannot by just putting in 8 hours, if you cannot earn sufficient money to earn your bread and butter for the whole month, for either for yourself or for the family also. And Baba said that then in that case, what will happen? Instead of 8 hours for your self-improvement, for godly service and all those things, for building your own future, or for your self-transformation and all those things, how? Because you are now building your future also for next minimum 21 births. And in fact, we are building our future for next 84 births also. But even then, forget about life from copper age and iron age, but at least for the golden age and silver age also. Baba said that you are building your future for golden age and silver age also. And you can build your future for golden age and silver age only in this confluence age only. In golden age, you are not going to put in your efforts. Baba is not asking us to be trustee in the golden age. Baba is asking us to be trustee only in this confluence age. So Baba said that, just tell people, the brothers and sisters, that find out whatever amount of time and energy you are spending, is it worth enough to build your future for next 21 generations, 21 births? If not, how best to utilize? Because Baba said that most of us, I don't know about you all, but in India, you see, most of us, many times I find many of our sisters and brothers, they are so much busy with the problems of the present life, so much busy that they are not in a position to spare time for godly service and all other things. We are fully engrossed with the problems of the present and the life that we are living and leading. With the result, what happens? That we are not in a position to do justice to our this divine life also. So when we are fully busy and engrossed totally with our problems of the present life, this 83rd or 84th birth, because there are so many problems. Life is full of problems more in the modern world because of competitions and all those things also. Because we require many things and daily prices are going up. Cost of living is increasing. On one hand, cost of living is increasing, but on the other side, income is not increasing in the same proportion in which prices are going up. If you look at the cost of living index, I don't know in your countries we have got this cost of living index. In India we have got cost of living index also. And we find that this cost of living index is increasing day by day. With the result, what happens, that we have to put in more efforts. I told Baba also that, Baba, the cycle of 5,000 years of golden, silver, copper and iron repeats, according to Baba's knowledge, at the end of 5,000 years, every 5,000 years. But I told Baba that in case of those who are in service, for them, the cycle repeats at the end of every 1 month. Every 1 month, you see, there is the cycle which repeats. So Baba asked me, how do you say that for them, the cycle is not of 5,000 years, but cycle is of 1 month? Baba asked me to explain. So I told Baba that, you see, in the modern world, what has happened? that people are serving. In India, what happens, I mean, unlike in foreign countries where you get salary at the end of each week, weekly salary is there in most of the countries. But in India, you see, we get salary at the end of the month. So Baba, I told Baba that when we receive salary, then what happens? The first week is like the golden age. Second week is silver age. Third week is copper age. And fourth week is just like iron age. Then Baba said, when is the confluence age? So I told Baba, the day on which we receive salary, in the morning it is iron age. And in the evening, by the time when we receive salary, it is the beginning of the golden age. So the confluence age is the day on which we receive salary in India. So Baba said, oh, it's a nice comparison with the whole cycle of 5,000 years with cycle of 30 days. One week each, 1 week for golden age, 1 week for silver age, 1 week for copper age, and one week for iron age. I mean, just look at it. Even those who are having weekly payment also of their salary, in the beginning there is golden age, and then slowly and slowly it drifts, it moves towards iron age. Anyway, so the point is that, you see, we have to have a lotus-like life also. The other way around also. Baba's principle of trusteeship is very important. It is via media between capitalism and communism. In case of capitalism, you know that we are the masters of our own wealth. And we can spend our wealth in any manner that we would like to spend it. The result, what happened, that slowly and slowly people used to utilize their wealth in all problems of life also, for all walks of life also. Sometimes good, sometimes bad also. People used to gamble and whatnot. Like that, and so sometimes they used to spend for their egoistic, all those things also. With the result, what happened that in Russia, for the first time, in fact it was the concept of communism was introduced by Karl Marx and his friends, you see, when they wrote that book, Das Kapitalism. I think it was written sometime before him, in last century, or in 19th century, so to say, by Karl Marx in England. And then based on, but in Russia, you see what happened, that the monarchy of the Tsar and others, you see, I mean, was causing lots of social problems and all those things. With the result, there was a revolution. And then communism came into being. And as per communism, what happened, that the government became the owner of everything. So in capitalism, we are the owners of our own assets. And in case of communism, the state is the owner of everything. What we call as nationalization of resources in case of communism. Communism as a system, you see, was developed in Russia and then in a few other countries also. But then what happened? This communism as a system could not last longer. It hardly could last for 70 or 80 years only. But Baba's method of trusteeship and all those things, you see, will be useful for us for the golden age and silver age also. Baba says that, because what happens that in case of nationalism, you are not the owner of your own wealth. State becomes the owner. Everything belongs to state. And you get sufficient funds only to sustain your body. And so when the state becomes owner of everything, then what happens? There is a tyranny also. Well, state rules, and then sometimes there is autocracy, a dictatorship and whatnot. These are the evils also of communism also. You must have seen the days on the days during Stalin, when the Stalin was in commander in chief of Russia, and how he and his friends acted against the society or on, and ruled the society also. But in case of Baba, Baba is also nationalizing everything. In case of trusteeship, Baba, what Baba says, in communism also you are not the owner of everything. But then the state is the owner of everything. That is the communism. But in Baba's deityism, what happens? Baba says that yes, you are not the owner of everything. Everything belongs to Baba. But Baba does not take away your things. Baba says, yes, let it remain with you. But be the owner, be the master, and utilize all your assets as the trustee, as in a detached manner, so that you did not spend it in any bad manner. Even Baba says that now you are not even the masters of your own thoughts also. Baba says that you have to modify your thoughts according to Srimad, according to divine laws, according to divine knowledge. So Baba wants us to mold our life on the basis of the divine knowledge. And therefore what happens that we are not the masters of our own wealth, but we are the trustees. And therefore what happens? In case of nationalization of communism, the state is the owner. There it ends, it does not convert assets into anything higher than what it is. But in case of trusteeism, Baba's trusteeism, what happens? That the same assets are there, but there is that process of divinization in case of trusteeship. It's a very funny, very peculiar process which is adopted by Baba. That now everything belongs to Baba. When everything belongs to Baba, then what happens? We do not want to waste anything. We have to use fully and everything in the most economical manner, in the best possible manner, in order to develop godly service, in order to develop this divine family and all those things. Formerly, what happened that we used to spend money for our family. There was no such concept of divine family. Now we have got in this trusteeship the principle of divine family also. So we pay attention to the divine family. With Brahma Sri Baba as the father, and we all children of one big divine family. With the result, what happens? There is that process of divinization or purification. That purification process is not there in case of communism. That process of purification is not there even in capitalism also. Here, we have this process of purification. We purify our thoughts. We purify our behavior. We purify everything. In all our relationships also, there is no such vice. Otherwise, formerly, the vice of ego, vice of lust, anger, and all those things were there. All our tendencies, all our actions were based on vices. So what we call, as what Baba says, we had vicious tendencies also. But now, with this principle of trusteeship, what happens? That we become trustee. And with the result, what happens? That we are above vices. When we are above vices, when there is that process of purification involved in it, then what happens? Same money. In the beginning, in those good old days, it was said that, money corrupts. So also power corrupts also. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That was the dictum told by Dicey, one of those authors on modern management. He is a British author. He has said that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But in now our this divine family, what happens? There is no such corruption because we do not use our power, our abilities and all those things in a selfish manner. But we utilize this, our power, our position and everything in a divinized manner for the good of the society, for the good of world transformation. So these are the things that we have to understand in case of this Baba's process of true trusteeship. And Brahma Baba, you see, we have seen Brahma Baba's life also, and how he became true trustee. You know that in 1937, Baba dedicated his life to this divine family. And then what happened in his personal life? I can tell you from my little understanding of Brahma Baba, because I was in contact with Baba, that how is in the beginning, those early days of Brahma Baba's life as Brahma, that when he totally devoted his life for Baba, then what happened? He did not and he could not utilize. I know one problem in his life. What happened at his son? Baba had two sons and three daughters. And Baba was fully devoted, dedicated here. So his eldest son, Kishan Chand, or Kishu as they call it in his family, he was husband of Dadi Brijendra. I don't know whether you know Dadi Brijendra. Dadi Brijendra was Baba's daughter-in-law. And then she also dedicated fully to this godly service. And she was in charge of Maharashtra zone. She was zone in charge of Maharashtra also. And she died before about 8 or 10 years. So this brother Kishan Chand, or that means Baba's eldest son, wanted money to do some business. He said, Baba, you have dedicated your full life to godly service, but I have still my own life and I don't want to devote fully for Baba. And therefore what happened? He demanded money from Baba. And then Baba said, sorry, I cannot give money because now everything belongs to Baba, to Sri Baba. And now I cannot give you because you are demanding money from me as my son. I cannot give you. But then Baba's wife, Jasoda, insisted that yes, Baba should give money. Baba told Jasoda also that, look, now this is pure money. Very much pure, you see. I mean, it has got its strength of purity of money also. It's not worldly money. It's a pure money. It belongs to Sri Baba. And I cannot give it to my son also. But then Jasoda, that means Baba's wife, insisted that something should be given. And therefore Baba said, okay, I give him 10,000 rupees. With great difficulty, Baba just agreed to this compromise solution. 10,000 rupees were given to Baba's son. And then he went to Sri Lanka for doing his business. And then what happened that within 1.5 years or 2 years, he lost everything. And he came back to Bombay and to Karachi also and said, Baba, sorry, I have lost everything. Baba said, now I can't help you because my money belongs to Baba. So look at the examination or test which Baba had to undergo, that you see, I mean, staying in the family, having a family, but still he cannot spend money as per his own desire. The other incidents in Baba's life was also when Baba's second son, Narayan, when Baba's second son also wanted to leave this divine family. He was in the divine family right up to, I think, 1952. Means from 1937 to 1952, Baba's son was here in this divine family. And then in 52 he said, I would like to go to the world and leave a worldly life. Look at the test which Brahma Baba had to face. His own son leaving this institution, going to the world, and without anything, because his son was here in the institution. You can imagine that he was without anything. And when he left the institution, Baba did not give him anything. He said, Baba said, nothing doing. Now I am the trustee. I am not Dada Lekhraj. I am not the worldly man. I am not having my 83rd birth. I am having my 84th birth. So Baba said, I cannot give you anything. And Narayan said, Baba's son said, yes, I don't want anything. I just want your good wishes. And Baba said, look, you are going to the world. Remember one thing, that you are the child of not merely Dada Lekhraj, but you are the child of Brahma Baba also. People will look at you from that angle also. So see that you do not spoil my name, either as Dada Lekhraj or as Brahma Baba also. So he left with these two conditions also, that without money, at the same time, not to spoil the name of Brahma Baba. And then Baba did not give him money, not only also, Baba did not give him any letter of introduction also, that, oh, my son is coming back to the world. He did not give letter of introduction or recommendation also to any of his relatives also. He literally went without anything. If you look, if Brother Narayan comes sometimes here, then ask him to narrate his own history. He went to Bombay. He and Raji Brijendra's son, that means his nephew, both of them literally went from Abu without ticket, to Bombay. And then, in order to start their livelihood, what happened? They started carrying luggage. If you go to airport or if you go to a railway station, you take coolie, you see, in order to carry luggage from your car to train and all those things. We call in India as coolies, you see. So he started working like that, carrying luggage for others, and like that he started living. Didi Manmohini only, she was in charge here in those days. So she wrote to her auntie, her bhabhi, that means her brother's son, brother's wife, that Baba's son and Baba's grandson, they have left this institution and they have come to Bombay. So if you find them, please help them and see that they are well established in their worldly life. So this is how Didi Manmohini wrote letter of introduction about Narayan and Baba's grandson. His name was Ghanshyam, known as Ghansi. For them, you see, she wrote letter. And then when they were in Bombay, after about 15 days or 20 days, suddenly one fine evening when they were walking on the seashore of Bombay, this Didi Manmohini's sister-in-law saw Narayan and Baba's grandson, and she stopped her car and said, come on, you see, I will give you lift, you come to my house and then stay with us and then settle in your life. This is how, you see, Baba faced this question of trusteeship, that yes, now I am trustee, I cannot waste my money, I cannot waste my thoughts, I cannot waste my time also. This is the ideal trusteeship that Baba has prescribed for himself also, and for all of us, that we should not waste anything. Then what happened when, about giving you example of my own self also, because what happened that I used to tell Baba that, Baba, we should establish our institution and registered it also. Baba was of the opinion that, no, this godly government cannot be registered with the worldly government. Or to say it in Hindi, Pandav government cannot be registered with Kaurav government. That was Baba's concept. And I used to tell Baba that, no Baba, because if the institution is not registered, if institution is not properly, legally registered, then what will happen? That we are all mortals, we are not immortals. But if we register the institution, then what will happen? That we will become, the institution will become immortal, institution will be permanent, and some trustees will be there, then new trustees will come in, and the old trustees may go, or old trustees may leave their body. But the institution will continue, and the property will continue to be in the name of the institution. So this is how I used to argue with Baba. This is how, from 61, when I actually joined this institution, I used to argue with Baba that we should have a compromise formula, that something in between the worldly government and the divine government or the godly government, there should be something. And I used to call Baba that, you see, it should be a registered trust. We should register this trust. And then, so this trust is not neither worldly government, it is neither the divine government or godly government also. It is in between. It's a compromise formula. That is what I used to tell Baba. Om Shanti. So I was just giving you how the concept of legal concept of a trust and a trustee came into this institution. So right from beginning, from 61 to 68, I was always having this discussion with Baba that we should establish one trust. So this trust will be registered under the normal worldly laws, but it will represent BK's only. So it will be BK property, BK's ownership, but legally registered. So it will be compromise between the worldly government and the godly government. But Baba was not agreeing. Baba said, nothing doing. Let the godly government go on and go on and go on. In November 68, I received a letter from Brahma Baba that, oh child, you are always saying that we should establish a trust and there should be trustees, legally established trust and legally appointed trustees also and all those things. What is this? You come to Abu and let us discuss these things. And you come with Dadi Prakashmani, because Dadi Prakashmani was at that time our Gamdevi center in charge. She was in Bombay. So Baba invited Dadi Prakashmani and myself to Abu. And then Baba said, yes, I would like to establish this trust here. You find out all the principles, legal principles and all those things also, how the trust should be established, who should be trustees and all those things. And then we would like to have a trust. And till that time Baba was saying that we should not own properties. Baba was against the principle of buying properties. Baba said, let the institution work in rented premises, not on premises owned by the institution, excepting this Pandav Bhavan, which is the headquarters at the moment also of the institution. That was purchased sometime in 58 or 59. But otherwise, till that time, till 68, we were not owning any other property in India. And I said, Baba, if we establish a legally established trust, then we can own properties in the name of this trust. So all those things, all these questions were there. And then in November 68, when Baba called me, then Baba appointed a committee of four people. Didi Manmohini, before Dadi Janki, she was additional administrative head along with Dadi Prakashmani. So in this committee, Dadi Prakashmani was there, Didi Manmohini was there, Dada Anand Kishore, one divine brother, Anand Kishore Dada, I think who left body before about 5 or 6 years. He was also working with Brother Nirvair here in Abu. And myself, this committee of four people was established. And then daily, For 3 or 4 days we were sitting together and slowly formulating all our principles, our guiding factors, our guiding policy for the purpose of establishment of this trust. And then we gave this name to this trust as World Renewal Spiritual Trust. And then its aim, object and everything as may be required by the law was, they were, all these provisions were drafted and all those things were there. And then the question came up of the first trustees. Concept of trusteeism is one thing, and now the practical concept of a trustee of a legally established institution. So this was the practical test to be the trustee and to run the institution as a trustee. So this is how slowly and slowly, instead of the Darwin's principle of evolution, slowly and slowly in this institution everything has slowly and slowly evolved. And so how the manifestation or evolution of different aspects of our godly service took place here. I mean, if you look at the history of the institution from this viewpoint of how slowly and slowly this evolution of divine principles took place. Because otherwise, if from very beginning all these divine principles had been imposed on us, I don't think the divine family would have progressed and prospered. Slowly and slowly, Baba brought change in our traditional concept, in our traditional understanding of the worldly concepts. With the result, what happened that there was no conflict between the traditional thinking and the new thinking which Baba wanted to give us. So that on the basis of this new thinking, there will be self-transformation and ultimately there will be that world transformation. So all these things were there, and then ultimately the question came up of appointing trustees. Baba, we selected 4 names also. And then there were those 4 names. One was the sister, Dadi Shailendra. She was younger sister of, Loki, younger sister of Didi Manmohini. Then my Laukik mother was there. Then Dr. Nirmala, who is in charge of service, godly service in Australasia, and myself. We 4 were the, to be appointed as the 4 first trustees of this trust. And this is how Baba said, okay, this trust will be established and then you will become the trustees. And Baba made me, you know, the managing trustee, that you are going to manage this affairs of the trust. So it will be a combination between the divine principles and the worldly legal principles also, within that framework. And 2 frameworks were there, divine laws and worldly laws. And based on these 2 things, you see, these 2 ideals, the trust had to run and had to work. This is how it was a compromise formula between the worldly government and godly government. And it was a big task for me. Baba said, you go back to Bombay and register this trust as early as possible. I said, okay. So I and Dadi Prakash Mani left Bombay immediately and went on to register this trust. Daily Baba used to write letters to me saying that this is how you have to run this trust, all those instructions, guidelines and all those things of the compromise between the divine principles and the worldly principles. For example, I just give you 1 example, that Baba said that, child, now you have right to accept money on behalf of Baba. But Baba said that, yes, you have, as a trustee, you will be accepting money for Baba. I have given you this authority. Baba wrote to me that, please remember that you will be accepting money for Baba. So I will have to repay to my children. So think of my responsibilities also. So do not accumulate more money. Just accumulate money to sustain and run the institution, not to build reserves of money, you see, cash reserves and so many reserves for future needs and all those things. Just it should be expenditure equal to income, not more than that. So that, you see, Baba has not to repay. Because you know that, you see, Baba is just like a divine bank also. We all deposit our money and all those things, efforts, time and everything, so that we get it back in return in the golden age and silver age. So like that, Baba used to give me instructions, do this, do that, do that. And then what happened, that it was registered in Bombay in December, and then finally it was registered also on 16th of January, 69. The first trust was officially completely registered. The process began in November 68, partly registered in December 68, and finally registered on 16th of January, 69. And immediately on the very first day, the moment it was registered, I received letter from Baba, that child, you go to Ahmedabad, and there is one property available in Mount Abu, and we have to buy this property. That first property, you must have seen also, it is near Naki Lake, where our spiritual museum is there. You have seen that museum? All of you must have seen that museum. So that was the property which Brahma Baba, about which Brahma Baba wrote to me, that this property is for sale. You go to Ahmedabad and you buy this property. So on 16th night, I left Bombay for Ahmedabad. On 17th, I was in Ahmedabad. We negotiated with that owner, and he said that, yes, we want to buy this property in the name of our World Renewal Spiritual Trust, the first official trust which was established by Baba. So this is how the legal formality and the legal working of the trust began. And then on that day, on 17th, in the night, I telephoned Baba from Ahmedabad and said that, Baba, most of the things are decided. By tomorrow evening, everything will be finalized. And then we will be owning this property. And the owner says that he will come to Abu after 5-7 days and then register this property in the name of the institution. So then Dadi Prakashmani was there at that time in Abu. So Dadi Prakashmani told me that, Ramesh, as soon as you finish your work tomorrow, that means on 18th of January, 69, you come to Abu. I told Dadi Prakashmani on phone that, okay, I will leave Ahmedabad at 11. There was a train which used to leave Ahmedabad in the night at 11 o'clock. And used to come to Abu in the morning at 7 o'clock. There was one train known as Agra Local. So I told Dadi that I will be traveling by that Agra Local. So on 18th, everything was finalized to buy the property. And then landlord said, okay, he will come to Abu on 24th or 25th of January. And then the document will be registered. Everything will be finalized. And you know that I left Ahmedabad for Abu on 18th January. And then what happened, you know it. On 18th January, 69, what happened? You know it. Baba became avyakta, Brahma Baba became avyakta. And the very first thing that Dadi Prakashmani did was to telephone Ahmedabad and to find out about me, that where are you, where is Ramesh? Sister, somebody was there in, some sister was there in Ahmedabad, and the sister said that, oh, Ramesh has already left for Abu. So Dadi came to know that I am already on my way to Abu. And then I reached in 69, on 19th of January in the morning. I was the first person to come to Abu after Brahma Baba becoming avyakta. And then, you know all the story, the cremation took place also on 22nd and then 21st, sorry, on 21st the cremation took place, and then Baba became the first Avyakta Murli we have on 21st of January 69. And then what happened? That at the end of the Murli, Baba started distributing toli to each one of us. So one by one, when my turn came, Baba said that after Baba leaves, then I have to sit on the dais and explain everybody that how Baba has legally established a trust and how now legally a World Renewal Spiritual Trust will work and how there will be that compromise formula between the worldly government and the godly government will work. So this is how you see. And then I gave to everybody this good news of registration, and I also gave them good news of buying our first property. Apart from Pandavabhavan, that was the first property. And then how, I think 25th or 26th of January, that property was officially bought. And slowly, Baba allowed us to buy more properties. This Gyan Sarovar also, land was purchased afterwards. Shanti one also, land was also purchased like that. And today we have got more than 2,000 properties in India and outside India also. Based on that trust also, now we have got this Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation, then Brahma Kumari's Educational Society, and what not. You see, slowly and slowly we have developed more institutions also to meet the challenges of law. So this is, on one side, Baba has taught us the spiritual concept of trusteeship. And on the other side also, Baba has taught us this principle of legal trusteeship also. That Baba is teaching us that you have to utilize this money, you have to utilize these properties, etc., for the purpose of the institution also. So I always tell in a funny manner that I have that double role, dual role, to be a trustee in the spiritual sense also and to be a trustee in a legal sense also. As a trustee, Baba has given us all the powers which otherwise are given, but at the same time we have to utilize these powers judicially in a best possible manner, in the best interest of the institution. This is how the trust works, the principle of trust, trustee works, that you have to work not in your interest, but you have to work in the interest of the institution, in the interest of the divine family and all those things. And this is how, you see, wonderful training Baba is giving us. With the result, what will happen, that this principle of trusteeship will be carried forward to the golden age. And there, in the golden age, we will be all having wealth, but there will not be that selfishness in that wealth and ownership of wealth. In trusteeship, the greatest advantage is that selfishness is not there. Self is there. You are a trustee. So self is there. But selfishness is not there. So this is how all the viciousness which is there with the principle of ownership of anything. Ownership many times results in vicious tendencies, vices and all those things. Those vices, those vicious tendencies and all those things is removed. This is how in the golden age there will be a viceless society. It will be a really fully trusteeship society where everybody will think in the best possible interest of the institution or of the management of the kingdom. At the moment, what has happened that everybody thinks from his or her selfish viewpoint. So this is the main important difference. This is what Baba is teaching. And with the result, what happens that that communism where government is the owner, that communism did not last for more than 70 years. If you look at the history of Russia, Russia came into being at the end of the First World War. Am I right? Those who have seen, who have studied world history, they must be knowing that the world, Russia came into being at the end of First World War. And then through the Second World War, it sustained itself and all those things. But then what happened? Russia was divided. It was originally Soviet Socialistic Republic of many states joined together. But now, what has happened? That socialism or that communism or that principle of nationalization did not last. And today once more, you see, Russia has become capitalistic and all those things are there. So because in that principle of communism, there was that dictatorship of Russian bosses, Stalin, Khrushchev and Bulgarian and what not, all those, because of that, it broke into pieces. But if they had this principle of trusteeship, I think communism could have survived, which now Baba is teaching us, and in therefore, this is the greatest advantage of DTism. Capitalism, socialism, communism, and against all these principles of modern administration or modern administration of the world and worldly governments, Baba is teaching us this principle of DTism. It is also an ism, but in this ism, what happens? That there is no such problem of selfishness, self-desires or importance of the self. There is no such question of egoism and all those things. So in trusteeship, what happens is that we surrendered all our vices. We are removed of all our vices and vicious tendencies. And we develop all the virtues. The problem in the modern world is on one side virtues, on the other side is vices. So in between, this principle of trusteeship is there, where you are not with those vices. You are fully with these virtues. And therefore, a new virtuous society, full of virtues, divine virtues, or what we call as value-based society, comes into being. What is Golden Age? What is Satyuga? It is nothing else but a value-based society, in which values are the prime. They have got prime importance. We all have values in our life. We have values in society. And everywhere there are those values. And nowhere these vices. In Kali Yuga or in Iron Age, what happened? That we had vices and no virtues. In Golden Age, there will be virtues and no vices. It is just a journey from virtues two vices, the whole cycle of 5,000 years. Well, look at from this angle the history of the world, how world migrates from virtues to vices, from what Baba says, from Ram Rajya to Ravan Rajya. Well, it is a wonderful study of history, from Golden Age, gold, silver, copper and iron. So all those things are there, and everything is on this question. Everything, virtues and vices, they all depend on you. They depend on us only. In the beginning, we are full of virtues, and then we become full of vices. That is the question of ownership. In the beginning, we think that we are the trustees, and ultimately what happens is that we think that everything belongs to us. I have to conquer the world. For example, Alexander the Great, he wanted to conquer the world. Think of that as the world conqueror or world emperor. And Baba is also putting us before us the concept of Lakshmi Narayan also. Lakshmi Narayan is also world emperor. And on the other side, Alexander the Great and others, they also thought of becoming world emperor. But what is the distinction? What is the difference? Try to study and understand these differences. So if you think of in detail about this concept of trusteeship, then you will be able to understand the whole world history in a nutshell. And this is how Baba is establishing deityism, which as a system, as a social system, as a political system, as an economic system, this because of this principle of trusteeship, this deityism or the deity life will be on this earth as a planet for golden age and silver age. And try to understand and visualize impact of this principle of trusteeship for 2500 years. It will be a guiding factor for all of us during our first 21 births of the golden and silver age. Just think of that from that particular perspective. Then you will realize the importance of this principle of trusteeship. And therefore Baba says that, and therefore I think the sister has developed this today's topic, whole trustee, means for whole. Our life becomes trusteeship, that means we act as a trustee. And based on this principle of trusteeship, our life, the whole society, will be working on this principle in the golden age and silver age. With the result, what will happen? Money and power will not be corrupted by our ego. And therefore Baba says, Baba said, not to use this words I and my. In English literature, there is one author who has asked that, which are the two most words which are most dangerous in English dictionary, and they are I and my, because of that what happens, all these vices enter into our life. Whereas when we have these virtues, and what happens in that case of a trustee, these two things, I and my, will not be there. Baba has said that if you want to use word my, only use it for one word, my Baba. Accepting my Baba, we are not allowed to use word my anywhere else. That is the ideal concept of trusteeship, where you don't use this word I and my at all. Everything belongs to Baba, everything for good, for the upliftment of mankind, for the upliftment of the society and transformation of the society. Wonderful things are there, you see. And many times when I look at it, I find that compared to this, when you study Baba's concept and contrast with the concept that people have so far taught us, whether they are religious leaders, economic leaders, social leaders and all those things, compared to all those studies, we find that study or the life or the teaching which Baba is giving us, they are wonderful. And they are most important for the social structure of the golden age and the silver age. Everywhere, this principle of trusteeship is there in all respects, in all ways of life. Even in case of life also, Baba says that, you see, in the golden age you will come to know that, yes, I have to now leave this body. What happens? I don't know. What I am talking to you may be something much may not be agreed and accepted by you. But when we were formulating our this first spiritual museum in this near Nakhi Lake, Baba gave us this example of heaven, and there the transfer of power. Baba said that during the lifetime of the Lakshmi Narayan the first, they will be asking their son to become the next Lakshmi Narayan. The transfer of power will take place within his own life only. Otherwise, what has happened? In the modern world, after the king dies, his son becomes the king. In England, for example, what happens? When this queen, present Queen Elizabeth, dies, then only her son, Prince Charles, will become the King Charles. Till that time, he is Prince. But In the golden age, Baba has told us that during the lifetime only, the transfer of and transition of period from one generation to another generation will be there. So there will be smooth transition. You don't wait till the death. And therefore what happens that the new Lakshmi Narayan has all the training from the father as to how best he should act as a king. So many things are there in detail, but I don't think, you see, in this period of 1 hour or 1.5 hours, the whole concept of trusteeship as applicable to the whole world cycle can be described. But only it can be explained to you in parts only, not in detail, but in nutshell. But in all respects, this whole thing, why heaven is there, why it is full of all the pleasures and without any pains and misery, all this, that is a wonderful study. And therefore, what I always like Baba is that Baba is teaching us all those things in practical manner, without giving us any jerk, without imposing anything. Baba is not becoming dictator. He is acting like a father and molding our life. He is not acting like also preceptor also. All those preceptors work in a different manner. But Baba is not working like preceptors also. He is working like father. He is working like teacher. And he is also working like a Sadguru. Ultimately, he will work like also Supreme Justice, but that will be at the end. At the moment, he is teaching us all these principles of trusteeship and everything like a father. You must have seen how on 31st December also, Baba was teaching us like a father. Baba wanted us to develop generous heart and generous mind about the problems, about the people in the world also. So this is how Baba is teaching us. And wonderful things are there, wonderful concepts are there. And we are all lucky that we have become Baba's children. And we are studying all these principles here. And therefore Baba's university is entirely different from the worldly university. You must have all studied also in various universities of the world. And then you must have noticed the difference between worldly university, worldly teaching, and Baba's teaching, how Baba is teaching. Anyway, time is up to 12:30, you see. Then you have to go for your lunch and all those things also. And sometimes when we come, discuss again in future, we'll discuss in detail each aspect of trusteeship and how each aspect of this principle of trusteeship is responsible for building a better world, the golden aged world. It's a wonderful concept and wonderful teaching. Anyway, I have to end by 12:30. So thank you very much. Om Shanti.